You're listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
Yeah, I think a lot of the challenges of grad school are that for years, universities have made sure through their political connections that graduate students are not subject to the same labor laws that regulate employees. I'm Alex Hagen. I'm going into my sixth year of graduate school in astronomy and astrophysics. I'm also an elder at State College Presbyterian Church. I've seen this time and time again where the university says, oh, graduate students are students when it helps them, and graduate students are employees when it helps the university. And so they can just pick and choose. And there's a way in which we are both. We are students and we are employees. And it's important for us to be recognized as both, and particularly in a setting here where we have a president who, in his speeches, has been very supportive of social justice. I was at the Martin Luther King celebration dinner, and where our president of the university said that if students don't get educated in social justice at Penn State, then we have wasted an opportunity there, and that that is an important part of the undergraduate education, and I wish the university would act on their beliefs. And I think things that we're working towards are fair wages, are healthcare, and good healthcare, and ultimately having a voice at the table, and trusting that with a union we'll have a voice representing graduate students that deeply cares for our affairs and our well-being and fights for that. Right now, if you are a single parent as a graduate student at Penn State trying to raise a child, the only way for you to survive financially is on food stamps. And even then, it's really difficult. My wife and I lived down the hall from someone who's a single mom for a couple years when she was finishing up her PhD. And even with food stamps and on top of taking out additional student loans, on top of what she was being paid by Penn State, just to be able to not starve, to be able to have food on the table for her and her son every day. And, you know, we helped them out too, and it was like, oh, here's a Christmas gift. She's like, oh, good, I can actually decorate my house for Christmas now. And that anybody who's has earned a bachelor's degree and is at a university seeking higher education should never have to worry about putting food on the table for their family. And that is absolutely unacceptable that our students go through that. This is what we're fighting for. We're fighting for fair wages. We are fighting for equal pay as well. What we've seen in some departments is that a lot of these equity and justice issues can be very departmental specific. I'm lucky in astronomy and astrophysics, our pay scale is flat. Everyone comes in on one pay grade. When you pass your comprehensive exam, you're up at another pay grade. In other departments, this isn't the case. We've uncovered, just in a little digging that folks in the unionizing effort have done, we've uncovered pay gaps of up to $10,000 a year in some departments. Not to mention other people in master's programs here sometimes are being paid less than $10,000 a year. There's absolutely no way you can survive on that. Something that that our church, as well as many other churches in the community, have been involved with is the issue of homelessness in State College. And this is an issue that needs to be tackled. And we have, you know, an emergency shelter that rotates in winter and a day shelter. And I think we're making slow progress there, but I think we need more transitional housing for people. And we need to recognize that there are homeless students. I know personally one that was living in the emergency shelter all winter, and I cannot imagine going to a homeless shelter every night on top of having to do work and have access to computers and homework and living a life where you're moving from church to church every few weeks without a place to do your homework, without any of this. That's amazingly challenging. I have no idea how he does it, and he's doing well in his classes. But having a place where we can put those students into housing is extremely important.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.